this ultimately, this is where I live. This is where I still live. This is the ultimate home of the magician, the ultimate place where we all are, which is a mouth and two eyes and a nose. And I've been drawing that particular house for over 40 years now, trying to understand why it fascinates me so much. So I'll leave it there for a while because I like it. And what I want to do is, because there's a theoretical theme to all of this, which is to do with things which are sacred and so on, I can't say too much that's theoretical, but I can give you little quotes from things that I've written over the many years that I've been writing, trying to make sense of this life. So here's one little quote, which I think if I spiral them round, we'll start to give a picture, a jigsaw picture that will be assembled by all of you later. Life is more than duty. It is bliss, excess, waste to the point of orgy. Everything that exists should be celebrated. Art is propaganda for life, for how it enhances it. And life is but a ceremony. And in all of this, in art, in life, and in its lies, are all the preconditions for celebration. The whole ascetic philosophy will be turned on its head, and life will be only celebration. All metaphysics begin with the affirmation of life, and it is that that admits the broader possibility of learning and knowing. In one of these books that I was working on, and still am, I wrote something called The Fractured Garden, and part of that it talks about something very simple, which is change the way to perceive and change all memory. And what I really mean by that is that the only thing that we as apparent human beings or as apparent sentient beings should really be concerned with is how we perceive what appears to be the reality around us at any given moment. For example, I cannot prove that there's anything outside this room right now. There's no way that I can prove that there is anything out there. I have memories that usually when I go out of that door, something else seems to appear. And I have memories that there are people I know in different places who I can phone up and they appear to be at the other end, but I cannot prove it. In just the same way that when you're not here with me anymore, I can't prove you exist. You're no longer in my world. So all I'm left with is how I perceive anything that happens. For example, I'm not convinced that this is solid. No matter how much I do all this, and I try and hurt it, and if I cut myself on it, I cannot, in all honesty, tell you that I really believe that this is here, or that I am here, or that you are here. I really have come to the point in this life of not knowing or believing anything necessarily in the world of years. But that moment, that's when memories are changed, because they are, after all, only that which you think you're perceiving, and then retrieving the thing. And if you can change memory, you can change the very nature of the universe, for it is only what we decided to see that day. I understood my lifetime sense of disconnection. Disorder was not a flaw, but rather a wondrous gift that described in a new way the true nature of being, that may be experienced whilst trapped and mortal and confused, and here in this desert that was once a theatre of all possibilities, there is now an exit to all impossibilities.